TriStar. TriStar Pictures presents I've got a West Side Baby. A Clinica Aesthetic Hill and Mundy Lane Entertainment production. A Carl Franklin film. Denzel Washington. She lives where Devil in a blue dress. Tom Sizemore.
And when I'm with my baby.
Jennifer Beals.
I don't want a soul around.
Don Cheadle. Maury Chaykin. Terry Kinney. Mel Winkler. Albert Hall.
She sets my soul on fire.
Lisa Nicole Carson. Jennard Burks. David Woolos Fontino.
Yes, I've got a West Side Baby.
Bo Star. John Roselius. Nikki Carello.
Cross town.
Music composed by Elmer Bernstein.
Now Monday morning early, someone banged up on my door.
In a cartoonish oil painting, rounded characters parade along a busy nighttime street of blue and red hues.
So I laid in bed wondering, who could the caller be? I thought it was the insurance man, 'cause he's been heckling for me. Crazy about my West Side Baby. She lives way across town.
A busy street in a black neighborhood in the late 1940s. People mill about on street corners, and an ice cream seller hands out treats to a group of children. On the first floor of a nearby building is a simple bar. A tall, muscular black man, Ezekiel Easy Rawlins, is sitting in his vest top at one of the tables, studying a newspaper.
It was summer 1948, and I needed money. After going door to door all day long, I was back again at Joppy's bar trying to figure out where I was going to go looking for work the next day. The newspapers was going on and on about the city elections, like they was really going to change somebody's life. Well, my life had already changed when I lost my job 3 weeks before.
For example, one of the white guys pulls a double shift. Says he's too tired to work overtime, you don't fire them.
That's all you have to say.
The supervisor puts down his sandwich, wipes his mouth, and gets to his feet.
No, that's not all. I need... I need to pay my mortgage and eat. I need a house to live in. I need to put clothes on my back, Mr. Giacomo. I need the job.
I'm sorry, fella. I gotta get back to work.
Easy blocks his way.
My name's not fella.
Huh?
My name's not fella. My name is Ezekiel Rawlins.
Catch you later, Joppy.
Hey! Watch the barber, damn it! What I tell you!
Easy laughs, then looks back down at his paper.
Joppy, how much you think they're paying out there to Douglas Aircraft?
I don't know. Gonna stay on you.
A white man with a narrow moustache walks in, and the few customers in the bar stop what they're doing and look round. He shakes Joppy's hand. Easy watches them studiously as they talk in hushed tones.
Easy, come on over here. That's the guy I want you to meet. Come on, this here friend of mine. Yeah, Easy, This is Mr. Albright.
You can call me DeWitt, Easy. How you doing? I'm all right.
Take a good seat, Easy. Mr. Albright, let me go way back to before the war. Back when I was still in the flag game.
Yeah. Ever seen this guy fight?
Nah.
Huh? Every time Joppy Shad stepped in the ring, you knew you was gonna see some real knockdown, drag-out fisticuffs. Where you from, Easy?
Houston.
Houston. It's Joppy's hometown. So here you need a job.
Oh, yeah. Easy always trying to do better. He's one of the few colored men around here who own his own house. Shoot, he's paying the mortgage every month, just like y'all folks.
Property owner, huh? These big companies don't give a damn, do they, Easy? Got out of that racket a long time ago. Look, if you do need a job, you drop by this address, 7 o'clock tonight.
What kind of work do you do?
I do favors. I do favors for friends. Drop by.
Albright walks out, and Easy laughs to himself.
Who is that, Jobby?
Just somebody I know.
Businessman, huh?
Yeah, he is. Ain't nothing to worry about.
Now, when somebody tell me ain't nothing to worry about, I usually look down to see if my fly is open. But all the way home, all I could think about was a chance to make some money. I first came out to Los Angeles when I got home from the war in Europe with $300 in my pocket and the GI Bill. Like me, a lot of colored folk from Texas and Louisiana had moved out to California to get them good jobs in the shipyards and in the aircraft companies.
Hey, Willie!
Now, me myself, I was a machinist. And the first thing I did when I saved enough money was to buy me a house. Man, I love coming home to my house. I don't know. I guess maybe I just loved owning something.
Easy parks his car in the driveway of a small house. An older man is nearby with a wheelbarrow.
I'm gonna knock down some of them trees in the back there.
Leave my trees alone.
I ain't gonna take
them. Leave my trees.
Get on!
Easy playfully chases the man away, then skips up the steps to his front door. He drops his keys on a table in the neatly furnished living room, then peels off his jacket as he walks through to the back of the house. Next, he's planting trees in his garden.
I was feeling pretty desperate that evening. In a week, I'd be 2 months behind on my mortgage, and no, sir, I wasn't about to lose my house. But a chill running up the back of my neck was talking to me, telling me I was about to make a bad decision. Yeah, Albright made me nervous. He reminded me of a fella I knew back in Texas named Miles.
Drive over to the train yard, Easy, and let's dump this.
I thought you said this was your friend's car. Now, what'd you do, Miles?
Just ride this son of a bitch.
What'd you do?
Night has fallen. Easy pulls up outside a building and gets out of his car. Now Albright is pouring them both a drink.
So, want the job?
It depends on what kind of job it is. I don't want to get mixed up in that.
Walk out the door in the morning, Easy. You're mixed up in something. Only thing that matters is if you're mixed up to the top or not. I'm just looking for somebody. For a friend. Daphne Monet. Fiancé of Todd Carter. She's been gone 2 weeks. It upset the poor man so much he stopped running for mayor.
I never laid eyes on him.
That's a shame. See, Daphne has a predilection for the company of Negroes. She likes jazz and pig's feet and dark meat. Know what I mean?
Predilection, yeah.
I go looking for him myself, but not of the right persuasion, so to speak.
What do you want from me?
What do you mean?
What do you want me to do?
Get a location on her. Mr. Carter wants to make up with her. $100. I pay in advance.
Albright sucks on a cigarette.
$100. All I got to do is tell you where she's at.
That's right.
And that's all?
That's all. Joppy tells me he used to frequent a legal club down on 89th and Central.
Yeah, John.
Somebody saw Daphne there a few nights ago. Well, you could start tonight.
Easy looks down at the newspaper Albright has shown him and focuses on the brunette woman waving to the camera on the front page. Then he glances at the money.
Whoa, that's enough. Thank you.
Hey, I'm gonna see you later, man.
All right, yeah.
The neighborhood streets are throbbing with activity.
Come on,
cars cruise along while a jukebox outside a shop plays music. A man strides across the road with an instrument in a case, then bypasses a queue of people who are waiting to get inside a night spot called Club Finale. Easy is walking nearby. He crosses the road and goes into a grocery store, outside of which two police officers are struggling with a couple.
What's your name?
You told me it's a grocery store, period.
Patty May.
Hey, Easy, how you doing, baby?
All right.
Mister,
I need you to do
I done told you, you can't be in here harassing folks.
What's going on out there?
I just paid these damn cops off and they out there rousting my customers. That's what he gets for messing with that white woman.
Hey, come on, bro.
Don't pay him no attention, Easy. I done run for Junior to come down and take care of that. Ain't got nobody but Juicy and them tonight. I had holiday on Thursday. Oh, yeah, you missed it. Junior, wait for the cops to leave. Take Easy on upstairs. And if he's still down here, come on back and throw his ass out.
You better be gone.
I'll be here. I'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, you just wait, mister. You just keep waiting. Mr. McGee, there is no upstairs.
Got another one of them cigarettes?
Sure.
It's a potter. How you smoke these damn things? You the only Negro in America smoke Mexican cigarettes.
You know, last time I heard these fellas playing the night was back in Houston. Now your old buddy Mouse had to pull me up off of your ass.
But that's the way you remember it.
Hell, that's the way it was. Look here. When you gonna admit that you helped Mouse kill old man Navroche?
You know, man, come on, get off that. You know I didn't have nothing to do with that.
Easy walks into a dark, smoky club room.
Where all the white women at?
Pay them white girls no mind.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
That's right. Just like you didn't help Mouse kill his stepfather. Hey, Easy, did you help him kill his stepbrother too?
The club is full to the rafters. A band is playing in one corner, and couples dance, holding one another close. Easy makes his way through the crowd to the bar where a young slim man is sitting.
Fine, OJ. Hey, Easy. Give me a set up with a coke back. This is a girl named Dahlia, Delilah, something like that. White girl, supposed to be something to see.
No, if I do see her, I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Easy sips his drink, then scans the room. Through the jostling bodies, he spots an older man tucking into some food across the room, and he smiles.
Keep the change. Deacon Odette.
Easy.
How you doing tonight?
Well, it's going all right.
Sure is going. Easy route. Is that you?
Yeah, boy.
Boy, you ain't jumped out no windows yet?
Nah, Jet Dupree.
Oh, look here, you know Coretta here, don't you? Oh, how you doing, Coretta?
I'm all right, Easy.
It's Odell. How you doing?
Odell. Can we sit down with
y'all, Easy? Yeah, sure,
smooth. Well, we miss you down there at the plant.
And look here, Benny would have given you a job back, right? All you had to do was go down there and say that you were sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, all right. Give me a pint of that bourbon. Any man without his paycheck is showing up sorry.
Oh, look here, man. I got it. Your money ain't no good.
Oh, this one's mine.
You sure? And you the one ain't got no job.
And you the one ain't got no money.
Oh, baby.
Any of y'all seen a white girl by the name of Dahlia or Delia, something like that, first name start with a D?
No. Coretta got herself a job at the phone company.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. They ain't hiring no mans down there, is it?
Coretta cocks her head and gazes at him intensely as the others laugh heartily. Later, and the club has quietened down. Odell staggers a little as he knocks back his drink, then picks up his hat and puts it on his head.
You all right, Odell?
Coretta pushes Dupree away from her as he snores in a deep slumber.
He's way to the cock road. That old cock don't crow nearly so much now.
Better get on home.
You'd be sorry if you go.
I'd be sorry if I stay, too. Good night, Coretta.
Daphne's asleep by now, so you can't get none of that tonight. Go around here telling everybody Dahlia.
She takes a compact from her bag and checks her reflection.
Her name is Daphne.
You know her?
She looks at him through the mirror, then raises an eyebrow. Easy carries Dupree on his back into a house.
Where do you want me to put him at, baby?
This ain't my house!
What?
This ain't my house!
Just throw him in there on the bed, in there.
Shut up, you. Where's my key?
Easy drops the large man down onto the bed.
I found this place last week because he couldn't pay the rent. I shouldn't even let him sleep here tonight.
Damn, that nigga was heavy.
I know.
I need a cigarette.
That all you need?
Girl, that son catch me tiptoeing outside your door. Ain't no telling what your neighbors might say.
All right, easy, all right. Dupree done fell asleep on me. You just gonna walk out on me like I was dog food, huh?
What? Girl, what you talking about? Now, come on. Coretta, your man is in the next room. Why don't you tell me about your friend Daphne?
Why do you keep asking about her? Colored woman ain't good enough for you no more, huh?
No, that ain't it. Look, I mean, shit. Well, what if he was to hear something?
He's asleep.
Dupree's dead to the world.
Oh, oh, Daddy, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy.
Coretta is sitting astride Easy on the sofa.
Yes.
She pulls away.
Easy. You haven't done much of loving Dad at all. Not the way things are.
What thing?
Shh, come on now. Dupree's right there in the next room. Don't do that.
Forget about Dupree, baby. You done got me going, Coretta.
It ain't right, Easy. It ain't right. Yeah, I'm doing this right in this room. All you're doing is nosing after my friend, Daphne.
Oh, yeah, no, baby, that's just a job.
What job?
Some man want me to find her.
What man?
I don't know what man, baby. I just, you know, I don't know. I don't want nobody but you, baby.
They kiss, and he holds her closer to him.
Oh.
Daphne's my friend.
She puts her hand to her mouth while sweat glistens on his face.
Oh, yeah. That's it, Dad.
Yeah, that's it. Oh. And I went on hitting her spot until just before sunup. I realized later on that Coretta had found out as much about what I was up to as I had found out about Daphne Monet. As it turned out, Todd Carter wasn't the only man in Daphne's life. She was also shacking up with some small-time colored gangster named Frank Green. And Coretta had the nerve to charge me $10 for that information. See, everybody was in business in Los Angeles. I spent that morning waiting for Albright to call and trying to feel good about being able to pay a few bills. And I mean just a few. Shoot, a loaf of bread was damn near 15 cents. It was easy money. Too easy.
Bye, Easy.
Hey, where you going, Sophie?
Back to Texas. Too fast for me out here.
All right, then. Hey, get on away from them people's house now. Go on, get away from that tree.
He throws stones at the man.
Get on away from that tree now. Go on, get away from that tree.
The old man hurries away with his wheelbarrow. Easy takes a handkerchief from his pocket and wipes the back of his neck as he climbs the steps to a chair on the porch and drops down into it. A newspaper's lying on the pathway outside Easy's house. He's dozing in the chair when he's woken by the telephone. Woozily, he gets to his feet and goes inside. He goes into the bedroom to answer the phone.
Hello?
Easy, how you doing, buddy?
Who's it?
I hope you have good news for me.
Oh, Mr. Albright, that you?
Sure is, Easy. What's shaking?
I got what you want.
Hey, why don't you hold on to that, Easy? I only do business in person. Tell you what, real quick. You come on out here to Malibu. Meet me at the Fisherman's Pier here at the hamburger stand in an hour, okay?
Malibu? Look, Mr. Albright, I don't... Mr. Albright.
Dusk has fallen, and Easy drives his car along a deserted coastal road. A large entranceway emblazoned with the words Fisherman's Pier. Easy walks slowly along the pier, past an amusement arcade, to a wooden balustrade. As he looks out to sea, a young white woman comes to stand next to him, leaning on the balustrade.
Bye.
Easy glances behind him, then back at the girl momentarily.
It's pretty out here, huh?
Yeah, it's all right.
Two white men come out of a bar nearby.
I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. Where are you from?
Texas.
Do they have an ocean in Texas?
Hey,
Gulf, Gulf in Texas.
Barbara, where are you?
I think your friends are looking for you.
I don't care. My sister brought me here because my parents made her. All she wants to do is make out with Herman and smoke cigarettes.
Hey, man. What are you doing out here? Hey, what's going on?
Leave us alone, Herman. We're just talking.
Listen, we don't need you talking to her, okay?
Hey, I said leave us alone. We're just talking about the ocean.
This nigger's trying to pick up on Barbara. That's what's wrong.
Hey, Phil, what's wrong with you? You got
a problem?
You already got trouble.
I'm not.
Just trying to be polite.
No, you're not. We're talking about the ocean.
Hey there.
What do you want?
What's going on?
What do you want?
What do I want? I want to see your brains.
Oh, shit. Run, man, run!
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean it. Yes, sir, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
You sorry enough?
Yes, sir, I am.
You sorry enough?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Then prove it. Come on, prove it. Show 'em.
Suck it, Peter. You son of a bitch.
I think he's got the point.
You heard me.
Go on. He's got the point. Do it.
I'll kill you. I'll blow your brains out.
Okay. Don't shoot me, please.
Now go on. Go on. God. Son of a gun. You're gonna do it, aren't you?
Sick bastard.
The boy whimpers.
Get the hell out of here. I'll call the cops. I'll kill you.
Hurry up, Eric. Come on. Hurry
up. I don't think they'd call the cops, but we better get the hell out of here in case they do. What do you got, Easy?
Ain't no harm gonna come to that girl or anybody else because of me.
How should I know? Mr. Carter tells me he wants to buy her gold ring and live happily ever after. What do you got?
Woman told me she was with a man named Frank Green.
Hang on. Where?
Over to the Skylar apartment, Skylar 83rd.
Skylar 83rd? Frank Green, what do you know about this guy?
He's a gangster, hijacker, looking cigarette, supposed to be pretty good with a knife.
You ever see him in action?
No, I just heard about him.
Easy? Here's another hunter.
I'll be calling you again.
Easy pulls up outside his house in the darkness. As he gets out, two men in suits rush towards him.
Mr. Rawlins, I'm Detective Miller.
Mason,
what?
Turn around, put your hand.
Come with us.
Where? You'll see.
Well, why are you arresting me?
You'll see.
Look, I got a right to know why you're arresting me, now.
You got a right to fall down, break your face. You got a right to come with me. Come on.
Handcuffed. Easy is dragged by his collar through a busy police station.
We got him, huh?
Yeah, we got him coming home.
He's pushed through some double doors and along a corridor, then through another set before ending up in an interrogation room.
Ezekiel Rawlins.
We can take those cuffs off if you want to cooperate.
Yes, sir, I'm cooperating.
Turn around.
One detective removes the cuffs.
Sit over there. Sit down.
I tell you this morning about 5 a.m.
What do you mean?
It means this morning.
I was out drinking. I carried a friend into his house. I don't know. I could have been on my way home. I don't know. I ain't looking at no clock.
Drinking at 89th and Central, illegal club called John's.
Man, what is going on?
Yes, well, answer, Ezekiel. You got a lot bigger troubles than busting
I don't know what you're talking about. What we're talking about is taking your black ass out behind the station and putting a bullet in your head. That's what we're talking about.
Sit down.
Easy rubs his head as he takes a seat.
Now, what time did you leave Greta James' house this morning?
Around 5:30, I guess.
You go back later in the day?
No, sir, I did not.
You and Dupree Bouchon, do you have words over Miss James?
Words? You heard him. Did you two argue over Coretta James? No, we didn't argue did about... Did you argue over no, Coretta James? No, we didn't argue about nothing. He was asleep.
Yeah, she went to sleep, too. But she's not going to be waking up, Ezekiel.
What?
Now, where did you go when you left Miss James?
Wait.
What are you talking about? She ain't going to be waking up.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. I had a hangover.
Oh, you had a hangover?
Yeah, I went home.
Oh, he had a hangover. That explains everything. He went home. He had a hangover.
One detective takes a swipe, but Easy dodges it and pushes him against the wall. The other detective pulls out a gun and ushers his partner out.
Come on! Come on,
you
son of a bitch!
Get out! Get out.
All right.
Calm down!
All right.
Come!
You son of a bitch.
They leave Easy in the room with his hands raised above his head. Later, he shuffles out of the police station with a handkerchief to his head.
They left me alone in that musty little room another 3 hours till some guy in a suit about two sizes too big for him came in and said I could go. The game of cops and niggas kept up outside the station, but I hardly even noticed. I had seen dead bodies before. Cold, hard, still as concrete, their eyes wide open, staring up at nothing. But not Coretta. I could still feel her heartbeat.
As he walks across a wide stone road bridge, a car pulls up alongside him.
Hey, Ezekiel Rawlins.
Hold on, Ezekiel. Somebody in the back would like to talk to you.
Look, I ain't got time right now.
Get in, we'll take you.
He crosses the road, but the car pulls round and follows him, cutting across oncoming traffic.
My boss wants to talk to you about Coretta James.
The driver gets out of the car.
Listen, if you wanted to hurt you, it would have happened already. Come on. Get in.
The driver opens the curtained back door of the expensive car, and Easy steps towards it. Sitting in the back is a large man in shirt, tie, and waistcoat. As Easy slides in opposite him and the driver shuts the door, he spots a small boy sitting next to the man.
I'm gonna go up front and sit with Norman.
The boy, who's wearing pajamas, takes his toy elephant and climbs into the front seat.
It's my adopted son, Jesus. I can see the police has roughed you up a bit. That's a practice of theirs that has to change, Mr. Rollins. That has to change.
Thank you.
She was beaten and died of a heavy blow to the back of the head. I suppose you already know that.
No, I didn't, Mr. Terrell.
Oh, you know who I am?
Well, I read the newspapers. I know you're running for mayor against Todd Carter.
I am the next mayor, Mr. Rollins. And luckily for you, a friend of the Negro. Coretta worked for a while for me. She answered phones at my campaign office on 103rd and Western. So when I heard that the police had a suspect, I got out of bed immediately, personally, because of my concern. Was there anyone with you, Mr. Rollins? Anyone besides Mr. Dupré-Bouchard?
No, sir.
A young lady named Daphne Monet, perhaps?
Easy shakes his head.
Nobody.
Of course not. I mean, why would you tell someone whom you've only just met? I mean, you can't trust me, Mr. Rollins.
There was nobody else there.
I believe you. Can we drop you off at your...
No, I mean, I can get out of here.
Are you sure? This must be quite out of your way.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Easy gets out of the car.
May I offer you a cab fare?
No, thank you.
You sure?
It's okay.
Norman?
The car screeches off down the deserted industrial road. Easy flips up his collar. As the car disappears around a corner, Easy walks slowly in the same direction. Later that night at Easy's house...
Daphne's asleep by now, so... Go around here, tell everybody, Dad.
Colored woman ain't good enough being in the house.
He's lying in bed, sleeping fretfully, clutching a white handkerchief in his hand. There's a stain of blood on one of the pillows.
Hello? Is this Mr. Rollins?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Daphne Monet. You're looking for me.
Who told you that?
You know who told me. Coretta. She was found murdered this morning. I don't know what I should do. Would you care to talk to me alone, or is this something I should call the police about?
No, ain't no reason to call the police.
Then why don't you come over and explain yourself to me? I'm at the Ambassador Hotel. This part of the hotel is white only, so go to the side entrance in half an hour and Louis the bellboy will sneak you up.
When the other guests have gone, the bellhop leads him to one of the hotel rooms.
Thank you.
Having knocked on the door, the bellhop opens it and steps away. Easy walks tentatively inside. Daphne is standing across the room, wearing a long, flowing, light blue dressing gown and smoking a cigarette.
Hello, Mr. Rollins.
Hello, Miss Monet.
I don't know if I should think of you as a friend of Coretta's or as a private dick.
Well, I ain't no detective. No, I was just hired by a fella that works for Todd Carter.
You know, I had to pay Coretta not to tell you where I was.
Oh, she got you, too. Yeah, she definitely gave me the wrong address.
Where'd she say I was?
Said you was out in Watts over to the Schuyler Arms Apartments with a fella named Frank Green.
Mm-hmm. And what else did she tell you about me?
I don't know. What else is there to tell?
Nothing. I make no apology for my feelings for Frank. He's very dear to me, and that's that. Bourbon?
Please, straight up. So how well did you know Coretta?
She was a very close friend.
So maybe you know why she got killed?
Why would I know that?
She said she was a very close friend. She knew about you and Frank. Maybe somebody wanted to keep that secret.
Mr. Rollins, if you're thinking...
Easy, you can call me Easy.
Easy, if you're thinking that Frank had anything to do with Coretta's death, then obviously you don't know very much about him. Frank doesn't go around beating people up. He prefers to use a knife as his weapon.
And what do you prefer to use as your weapon?
Well, why don't you search me and find out?
Easy studies her, then knocks back his drink. He gets to his feet and walks over to her. She gazes up at him with a seductive smile.
Mind if I have another drink?
Help yourself.
He pours himself another.
Listen, Mr. Rollins.
Easy.
Easy. The real reason I called you is because I'd like you to drive me to Todd's house.
Beg your pardon?
Well, you found me, and now I want you to take me to Todd Carter's.
Why didn't you call Todd Carter? Have him send for you.
Well, I have to go someplace else on the way. Someplace that I don't want Todd to know about. There's a man named Richard McGee, and he lives up in Laurel Canyon. And he delivered a letter of mine to the wrong place, and now I need to make arrangements to get it back.
At 4 o'clock in the morning. Must be a pretty important letter.
Yes, it is. But I need to go there before I go to Todd's. I'll pay you.
What time you talked to Coretta this morning?
I don't know, 7:38, I guess. Listen, Easy, I don't really want to talk about Coretta just now.
Did you go up to her house?
She starts to break down, but controls her tears.
No. She called me. She was in a good mood. She always,
Look, I didn't mean to upset you, Daphne. You understand, as far as I know, you was the last one to talk to her before she got killed.
I don't mean to upset you. But as far as I know, you were the last one with her before she got killed. Now, where does that leave us?
He nods.
Why don't you go and change out that house coat? I'll carry you on over.
With an easy smile, she gets to her feet, and he finishes his drink. They travel through the night, passing a parked police car at the side of the road.
Are you nervous?
Nervous? Yeah, I was in the middle of the night in a white neighborhood with a white woman in my car. No, I wasn't nervous. I was stupid.
You make a left up here.
Getting Daphne back to Todd Carter all of a sudden didn't seem so easy. It
Who was this guy, Richard McGee?
Just parked behind that car.
Turning up a quiet lane, he pulls to a halt behind the car and they get out. They walk around the house to the front door and find it's open. Their eyes widen with shock as they look inside. Easy moves past her into the house. The place has been wrecked with broken furniture strewn everywhere. Easy scans the room, then walks slowly round to the kitchen, and Daphne steps over the threshold. He walks through to the bedroom, and she follows. Something in the room makes Easy grimace and plays his handkerchief over his mouth. Daphne stands next to him.
Oh, my God!
She runs out with her hand over her mouth. There's a man lying awkwardly on the floor, his eyes open and staring, his head surrounded by a pool of blood soaked into the carpet. Easy leans closer and recognizes him as the man trying to get into the illegal club. Suddenly he spots a packet of cigarettes on the floor and reaches down to pick them up. With the handkerchief still over his face and the cigarettes in his hand, he races outside after the sound of an engine firing. Daphne drives off in the other car. Easy watches her speed off with surprise, leaving him in the middle of the road in the dark. Easy arrives home to find another car parked outside his house. With a quizzical expression, he walks slowly to his front door. He pulls open the screen and gently pushes the door. There are two men in his living room.
Hey, who's that at the door?
It's him.
Oh, yeah?
You fought in here?
Easy. What you doing in my house, man? Why am you in, man? What the hell are y'all doing in my house? Y'all ain't got no right to break into my house.
Where you been this time of morning, Easy?
I went to see a girl. Why? You don't get none all bright?
I didn't come here to play nigger. Okay. It's my money you got in your pocket. And we've been by that address you gave me on Frank Green. It was out here moved from there. A year ago.
So what you want me to do about it? You don't like the way I'm doing my job? Hell, I'll give you money.
Believe in God, Easy?
Huh?
I'm curious to see if things any different for a religious man, huh? I'm gonna show you what I do to people so they see things they ain't seen.
Seen it?
Where?
She.
Come on.
She called me. She had me to carry up to the Hollywood Hills.
Where is she now?
She took off.
Bullshit. Where is she now?
She took off. There was a dead man up there while I was looking at it. She took off.
Albright lowers the kitchen knife he's had at Easy's face.
Come on in.
One of Albright's thugs has a gun to Easy.
Sit down. Okay. What you do, take his car?
Huh?
McGee.
Yeah.
If you can write down where you picked her up at.
Write it down.
Easy gets to his feet. He takes a piece of paper from the counter and a pencil from a cupboard, then writes something down.
bologna gets stuck in my molar.
I get dipped with popcorn.
Easy passes the paper to Albright.
Grab me some whiskey, Easy. Liquor's in the cabinet. You get it your damn self.
He's got balls. You gotta give him that.
Shoot him. I'm just kidding.
Easy watches them as Albright laughs heartily.
Oh. You're a brave man. You need a brave man working for me. You're doing a nice job, too, but give me a whiskey, man. You gotta find Frank Green so he can lead us to it.
No, thank you. Too many people getting killed up around me already.
Thanks. Easy. You're connectable to two murders. You're gonna do whatever I tell you to do. You find him. I will be checking in. That's some cheap shit. Let's go. Come on.
Albright and his men file out, and when they've gone, Easy punches the table. He goes through to the living room and watches as they get into their car.
Since Albright likes surprise parties, I had a friend of my own I wanted to invite. I placed a call to Etta Mae Alexander in Houston. Told her to get a message to her husband, Miles.
Terrell's campaign convoy drives along the main street of the black neighborhood. Terrell is standing up in a convertible, waving to the people as he passes. Some of them come up to the car, and Terrell shakes their hands. An American flag is draped over the bonnet. Easy has parked around the corner from Joppy's. He watches the parade drive past, then takes something from the trunk and goes into the bar.
That girl called me last night, Joppy.
What girl is that?
The one your friend Albright is looking for.
Uh-huh. That's pretty lucky.
No, it wasn't no luck at all, Joppy. It was you. You and Coretta was the only ones that had my phone number and knew I was looking for the girl. And Coretta was too busy scamming Daphne, so it couldn't have been her. No, it was you, Joppy.
Maybe she looked it in the phone book.
I ain't in the phone book. Now, you supposed to be my friend. Now, why in the hell didn't you tell a man where the girl was your damn self?
In the first place, what the hell you mean coming up here looking all ugly like you think you're gonna do something?
I think I'm gonna do something.
Hey!
Hey! What? That's my mama! My uncle left me that after he died!
God damn it, he's about to get it back.
All right. Bart, come on, let's talk. Let's talk.
What you done got me into?
All right. She asked me to help her because I told her Albright was looking for her, and I figured I could help you make a few dollars and throw Albright off the track. Now, she wanted to know something about you, so I told her. And I guess I'll give her your phone number.
Where's she at, Joppy?
I don't know.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying to you.
Where's she running from, then?
She didn't tell me. Easy, look at me. I am your friend. Now, I didn't mean to get you in no trouble. Look, you seen her. I mean, she is something else, man. You know what I'm saying?
Easy has tears in his eyes.
What?
Shaking his head, he takes his hammer and leaves the bar. Now he's driving.
Like Albright said, when you're mixed up in something, you better be mixed up to the top. So that's where I was going. All the way to the top. Everybody was peeing on my head and telling me it was rain. Guess they figured I was some new kind of fool, and maybe I was. Because I was ready to start fighting back. And I believed somehow that I could live through this bad dream I was having about pretty girls and gangsters and standing face to face with the richest man in town.
Wearing a smart suit, he's arrived at the T. Carter Foundation, a large, majestic building in sprawling, well-kept grounds. He walks into the reception.
May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking for Mr. Carter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Carter's a very busy man.
Too busy to hear something about that little chippy of his that dumped him?
Excuse me. Mr.
Rollins.
Why don't you come with me, sir? Not very smart talking about Mr. Carter's business to a secretary.
I don't want to hear it, man. It's too much going on for me to give a damn about what you think is smart.
As they climb a wide, dark wood staircase, the people they pass stare openly at Easy. A large terrace.
Wait here, Mr. Rollins.
Carter's standing on the terrace deep in thought when his aide goes out to him.
Mr. Carter will see you.
Mr. Rollins.
Mr. Carter.
You've heard from Daphne?
Yeah, last night.
She's still in town?
She was last night.
And what did she say? What was she wearing?
Blue dress, high heel.
That's her. I'm sorry. Would you like to come in?
Mr. Carter.
Have a seat.
Thank you. I just want some answers.
Would you like a brandy?
Thank you. I want to know what I got myself into.
Beg pardon?
Well, I want to know the real reason Mr. Albright hired me.
Mr. Albright?
Yeah, the man you hired to find Daphne.
I think there's been a mistake here. Who are you talking about?
Wait a minute. You didn't hire somebody to find your girlfriend?
Of course not. As a matter of fact, until just now, I thought she was hundreds of miles away from here. You say someone's looking for her?
Yeah.
Someone's looking for her.
Look, Mr. Carter, nothing personal, but what's going on between y'all?
Nothing. We were going to get married, and we had a fight, and it is really none of your concern, Mr. Rollins. So someone's after her. Mr. Albright, and he says I'm his employee.
You ever heard of a fella named Richard McGee?
Who?
Look, why would somebody be after?
Rollins, do you think you can find her again? It's important, for her sake. I'm willing to pay you.
Well, why'd she leave in the first place?
It's really none of your concern, Mr. Rollins, but I am willing to pay you to find her.
Okay. $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah, I'll take $200 right now.
You know what? I think you're trying to take advantage of me. Let me inform you of something. The incumbent mayor, the chief of police, close personal friends of mine. They eat at my house regularly and my father's house.
That's good, Mr. Carter, and they can help us find her.
No, they can't. I'll have Baxter write you out a check.
Mr. Carter, why you stop running for mayor?
I'll have Baxter write you a check.
All right, why is Matthew Terrell looking for Daphne, too?
Baxter will write you a check.
I'll take care.
Carter pulls out his wallet and grabs some notes.
Here, take it off. Just take it off.
He drops into his chair and Easy finishes his drink.
I'll be in touch, Mr. Carter.
Easy puts his glass down on Carter's desk, then grabs his hat from a leather sofa before leaving the room. He leaves the building and goes to his car.
So Albright had lied to me. Instead of working for Carter, he was working for Matthew Terrell, the man running for mayor against Carter. And for whatever reason, they was all throwing money my way to find the girl in the blue dress. Anyway, I knew that her boyfriend, Frank Green, hijacked trucks hauling liquor and sold it at half the price to places down on Central Avenue. So I decided to kick up some dust right in Frank's backyard.
A supper club where black and white customers dine together.
Good evening, Smokey.
Good evening, Mr. Moore. Please, your seat.
Thanks.
Now, Mr. Rollins, what was that? What were you saying?
Frank Green.
Who?
I'm looking for Frank Green.
I don't know any Frank Green.
Come on, why you treating me like this?
I don't know any Frank Green.
You don't know Frank. You know me, though, don't you?
Easy questions customers at a smoky pool hall.
He told me to talk to you. Now, come on, but give me some.
Talk about that.
I ain't talking. All right, well, give me a beer. Can I get a beer? Thank you. Oh no, wait a minute. Now, Frank Green told me that you'd have pints for me.
Who's Frank Green? I have no
idea.
Who Frank
come on,
Green
you know
is.
Who Frank Green
Al,
is.
Talk to this
Al,
man.
You guys, come on, don't treat me like this. Y'all know who Frank Green is.
I don't
Frank
know
Green.
What you're talking about.
You don't know from Frank Green.
I don't know.
Well, let's get him on the phone. Frank told me.
Easy arrives home, and the man with the wheelbarrow comes up to his car.
Hey, Zico.
Zico. What?
There's a man.
A heavyset black man rushes Easy from the porch. Easy rams him against the doorframe, and they tumble in through the door. Easy punches him.
Damn! Frank, wait a minute! Wait, hold it! Hold it, let's talk! Let's talk, Frank. Wait a minute! I got $500 for you, Frank! Listen, rich white man, what's the problem?
Frank swipes at him with his knife, edging him back against the mantel, but Easy smashes a pot over his head, then grabs him round the neck. Frank throws Easy back, and they land on the floor, struggling with the knife. Frank holds the knife at Easy's neck, drawing blood.
Hey. You want me to shoot this son of a bitch, Easy?
Miles!
Huh? You want me to shoot him?
No.
Easy gets to his feet.
It's all right. What the hell is happening, man? God damn it, I'm gonna blow your nose.
No, wait, no, don't shoot him. Where's Daphne Monet, Frank? All right, maybe you don't know where she is, but hey, we can help each other find her, man.
You heard, huh?
Mouse, no!
Keeping his gun raised, Mouse goes over and answers the phone.
College resident.
Nah,
he's busy right now. You're gonna have to call back.
A rich man is willing to pay $1,000 just to talk to this girl. $1,000, that's a hell of a lot of money, man. Frank.
Wait. Let me try. Now, look here, Frank. It's Frank, right?
Yeah.
Frank?
Mouse takes his gun back out and shoots Frank in the shoulder. Frank runs out.
What the hell is wrong with you, man? Don't you ever grab me when I got a gun in my hand. Shit. You got blood on my coat, Easy. It's a damn expensive coat. Where's your bathroom at, man? Is it in there?
Mouse takes his bag and goes into the bathroom.
Find that girl so we can get that money, huh?
Hell no, we don't have to go find nobody. I done changed my mind. I don't need your kind of help, Mouse.
Boy, look at you. Man, cut a damn smile in your neck. You gonna tell me you don't need my kind of help?
See, this is the same shit you pulled 5 years ago when you killed old man Navrachet and them. You ain't even been in my house 5 minutes and you done shot somebody already, Mouse.
Come on, Easy. Come in on this thing, man. No. Easy, I'm trying to do right. Now. Come on, man, I can help you. Now, you know you're gonna need somebody at your back. I swear I'm gonna let you run the show.
Oh, you gonna let me run the show?
Well, I ain't gonna do nothing you don't tell me to do.
Ain't you nothing. You gonna let me run the show. You gonna do everything I say?
Man, I'm gonna do everything you say.
That's the wrong hand, Mom.
Oh.
Boy, how you been? Who was that on the phone?
Oh, I don't know, man. Sound like some white girl.
Easy takes this in and drops down onto a dresser. Sometime later, there's a knock at the door, and Easy peers through the screen to see two detectives.
Ezekiel, came to ask you a few more questions.
So why don't you invite us in?
I'll come out.
What happened to your neck? Did I do that? I don't remember doing that.
What do you know about a man named Richard McGee? A dead white man in a cabin over in Laurel Canyon.
He just happens to have a note in his pocket with Coretta James written on it.
You feel a little more talkative? Because I'll bet you 6 bits to a bottle of piss we're looking at a double here. All we got to do is place you in a dead man's house.
I wasn't in no dead man's house.
Yeah, well, you know what we could do? We could go down the station. We'll send a team over here.
Believe me, they'll find something that will place you at that dead man's house.
Evidence has a funny way of showing up, you know?
Nah, y'all ain't got nothing on me, because I ain't done nothing, and you know I ain't done nothing.
We know you know a lot more than you're letting on. Now, you're going to tell us everything you know, or you're going down for the murder of Richard McGee and Coretta James.
There's nothing to tell you. I don't know nothing.
Sure you do.
Come on, let's go.
All right, look. Why don't you just give me a little more time?
Forget it.
Maybe till tomorrow morning. Give me till tomorrow morning. Maybe I can dig something up.
What do you think, Jack? We could do that.
Okay.
I'll take the cuffs off.
You got till tomorrow morning.
They take off the handcuffs.
Have a nice evening, Ezekiel.
I played along just like the cops wanted me to. It was all a game to them. But in the morning, they'd be playing for keeps because a white man was dead now. And guilty or not, somebody was going to have to pay for this one.
Mouse pulls up in Easy's car.
Hey, man, is Dupree's sister house over there off of Compton Boulevard or Compton Avenue? I can't find it.
Don't worry about it. We're going somewhere else first.
Oh, did that girl call? Easy, we finna go see that girl?
No.
Hey. I've been watching
you. I ain't got time right now.
Seeing all them people that's been giving you trouble.
Just leave my trees alone, all right?
Man, I'm gonna go back and knock down a couple of them for you. I'm not gonna come down. Tell me what you think when you get back, all right?
Easy and Mouse arrive at Portland Court, a complex of flaking one-story houses. They go through the entranceway and pass an old man sitting on his porch and a woman tending her small patch of garden. Easy knocks on one of the doors.
Easy.
Junior opens the door.
What you want?
Let me in, Junior's private.
I ain't got no time to be fooling with you now. I'm trying to get some sleep.
You better go and open this door, Junior. Act like you got some sense.
Oh.
Go on, fool. Get out the way. We ain't got all day.
Have a seat. Y'all want a beer?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
What you smoking there, Junior? Zapata?
Uh-huh.
Easy pulls out the cigarettes he found by McGee's body.
This one's yours too, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So why you killed Richard McGee?
Huh? What you talking about?
Ain't no time to play, Junior. I know you one killed him.
You crazy, man.
Sit down, Junior.
Junior pulls up a chair.
Tell me what happened, Junior.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the police will when they find out the fingerprints they got up in that man's house belong to you.
What fingerprints? What house?
Hattie had you to pull that man out of John's bar the night I was there, and he was laying up in his house dead with the same suit on and a bullet hole in his head.
I ain't killed nobody.
Oh, quit lying, you big old sweaty, thick-headed cornbread eating.
Thick-headed your damn self.
Sit down, Junior.
Showing his gun.
Come sit down now.
Mouse smiles broadly as Junior takes a seat.
Now, you better tell me what happened, Junior. Maybe I'll forget what I know. Otherwise, I'm gonna tell Mouse to shoot you. Because, you know, I don't like your monkey ass, and he don't like you either. Now, you killed that man. You took his money, didn't you?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Didn't you? You just had to rob him, didn't you?
I didn't. I didn't touch nothing in that man's house.
God damn, Junior. Mm-hmm. Sit down.
Patty had me take him out to his car. The man was so drunk, he gave me $10 just to drive him home.
I know you took that.
Hell yeah. Then he was asking me about that white girl you was asking everybody about at the club. I told him I seen her with Coretta. What the hell I care if he knows?
Oh, so you gonna tell him, but you won't tell me?
I don't like your ass, Easy. And he give me
$50. $50? Just to tell him that you saw her with Coretta?
No, to deliver a letter. I give it to Coretta to give to her the next morning.
Yeah, well, you
You better be telling the truth, Jimmy. Come on, let's go.
I'm telling the truth. I ain't killed nobody. That man was alive when I left. I ain't killed nobody.
The letter that was so important to Daphne had worked its way over to the other side of town, to Dupree's sister's house in Compton, I hoped. And Junior was innocent like I knew all along. But I couldn't see no harm in letting a big waterhead suck a sweat a little bit.
They drive up to some tumble-down houses a little way out of town. Dupree comes out of one of them.
Hey, now.
Hey.
Tried to call you.
Yeah, the cops just let me out the date. Sister going to work, and I ain't feel much like talking. Raymond!
Yeah, big man.
Hey.
All right, now. Them pigtails I smell up in there?
Oh, yeah. Lula made stuff before she went to work.
Well, y'all gonna have to excuse me now.
Dupree.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Easy. Why somebody want to kill her like that, man? It don't make sense to me.
He follows Dupree inside. Now Mouse is pouring sauce from a tiny bottle over some food.
Did Coretta say anything to you about the letter she was keeping?
Letter? What kind of letter?
From that white girl?
Nah. I know it's on account of her that Coretta got killed.
Yeah?
Yeah. Everything between Daphne and Coretta was always such a damn secret. That old girl, she didn't think nothing about two-timing on Frank. You want some more tales, Raymond?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Dupree.
And you know she messing around with that guy running for mayor, don't you?
Todd Carter?
Yeah, Carter, that's his name. She probably introduced Coretta to one of them guys she knew. She probably came over to the house, saw that Coretta wasn't that type of woman. Cops said she fought him. Can you imagine it? My baby fought him. Fought him because she wouldn't have nobody but me. God, I can't sleep. I still keep seeing her face that morning before I went to work. Junior here just came by the house and she come running out carrying her Bible. She say, keep this for me, baby.
The Bible?
Yeah. And the police won't even let me go near the house. That's the only thing I got left that belonged to her.
The Bible.
I know it was a sign because she's so religious. Oh, God.
It's all right, baby.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Get you a drink, huh? Go on now, drink this. All right. Go on,
it's not free.
Go on, drink that.
Later, and the liquor bottle is empty. Dupree is fast asleep in his chair, his head hanging back. Opposite, Mouse is snoring, his head lolling forward. Easy is frantically searching Dupree's drawers. Eventually, he finds the Bible hidden beneath some neatly folded shirts. He flicks through it, finding a white envelope in the pages. He pulls out some photographs.
I was scared now, and sick from what I saw. Pictures of a much younger Matthew Terrell and children. Innocent, helpless, naked children.
Nice. Why is you crazy or is you drunk? Come on. Am I drunk? You saw me draw that gun in a minute. Texas can outdrunk me.
Just put the gun down.
No, I'm drunk. I'm drunk. You right? Go for that gun right there. You're gonna see who's drunk. Oh, watch it now. Watch it. God damn it. Right there now.
Oh, yeah. Now this fool gonna call me out. He ain't even got no gun. I'll kill that motherfucker.
No. Let him go. Let him live. And he'll be scared of you every time you walk into a room.
Shit, he better be scared. God damn it, I'll kill him.
He will. And if he ain't out...
You better tell him.
I will. Trust me. I'll tell him.
Mouse drops back down into the seat.
Right there, goddamn.
No, keep an eye on him.
Where you going?
That's right.
As Easy puts on his jacket, Mouse dozes off again. His gun lowers to the table, and Easy prizes it from his grasp, laying it flat. Easy's driving along.
The pictures was eating at my pocket like a cigarette burn. Albright had killed for those pictures to get them back for Matthew Terrell. He had killed Richard McGee, who had sold the pictures to Daphne. Time was running out. But I had some unfinished business with the girl. She had called that afternoon, and all I needed was for her to call again.
Easy pulls into his driveway, and when he shuts the car door, he hears his phone ringing. He rushes inside.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Something makes him turn round, and Daphne appears in a doorway. A hint of a smile plays across his face.
I'm sorry I broke into your house, and please don't be angry with me.
Now, why should I be angry at you?
Have a cigarette.
She takes a cigarette and lighter.
You know, Coretta's boyfriend, Dupree, got out of jail today.
And you need me to help you find him. I already got the pictures, Daphne.
She smiles happily. She moves slowly towards him and brings her face close to his, but he doesn't respond. Looking stung, she walks away.
You know, I paid $7,000 for those pictures. They belong to me.
Matthew Terrell might have something to say about that.
All right, then I'll pay you for them. I'll give you $1,000.
You gave Richard McGee $7,000.
Then I'll give you $7,000.
Damn, what does Terrell have on you, girl?
Nothing. You want the money or not?
No. No, I got two murders hanging over my head. Unless I give the cops a killer by tomorrow morning, I'm going to jail. Now, who killed Coretta?
I don't know.
It was because of them pictures she was killed, or wasn't it?
I don't know.
Your boyfriend, Frank Green, killed her to bring you them pictures, didn't he?
Of course not.
Yeah, well, you can tell it to the police, because I ain't taking a rap.
Easy, put the phone down. Put the phone down. Put the phone down. Easy.
So it was Frank, wasn't it?
He had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, sure he did. I knew there was more between y'all than just some backdoor romance. He probably pimped you out to court in the first place. Hey, we going to the police.
No.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, why don't you scream, huh? So I can tell the police about your boyfriend, Frank Green.
Frank is my brother.
What?
Our mother is Creole. We have different fathers. Mine is white. And that's what Terrell has on me. And so far, I've been able to keep Frank out of this.
Who killed Coretta?
It was an accident.
Who killed her?
She threatened to sell the pictures to Terrell.
Who killed her, goddammit?
I just asked Choppy to go home and put a scare into her.
Choppy?
I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I didn't mean to hurt anybody. But Todd and his family, you know, they had to pull out of the election because of me. They really wanted us to get married. It was just because of the election that we...
Best son of a bitch. Get her, Sharif.
While Easy takes a beating with a bat, Sharif bundles Daphne to Albright.
Where are the pictures?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah? Take it to the car.
Now. Come on! Who are we gonna give up to cover this shit, huh?
Albright and his heavies leave with Daphne, and as they head to the car, Easy painfully forces himself to sit up. He struggles to pull himself up onto a chair and reaches for the phone. Next, he's driving.
I woke up Mouse and told him to drive Dupree's car to 34th and Central, because it had come to me in less time than it takes to think. They were taking Daphne someplace more deserted than Albright's office up in Hollywood, someplace where there would be no witnesses, and I was being left alive to take the fall.
Easy screeches to a halt outside Joppy's bar and staggers out of his car. Leaning against the back door, he watches as Mouse pulls up behind him.
Mouse, give me one of them guns you got. What? Give me one of them guns, start up my car, keep it hot, I'm coming out fast.
Holding the gun in his hand, he runs up the steep stairs to the bar, banging from one side to the other. He cocks the pistol, then stumbles through the pool room and bursts into the bar, now full and smoky. Joppy is laughing with customers when Easy comes up and grabs his arm.
Let's go! Throw your face off! Let's go!
Hey, man.
Shut up!
He leads Joppy out with the gun to his head.
What the hell are you doing? Drive,
in Easy's car, they speed away from the bar and down a quiet back street round the corner.
Jackie, Albright's got the girl and he's gonna kill her. Now you better tell me where it is and you better get it right.
Now, Easy,
get
I don't
right,
know. I don't know.
Get it right.
There's a cabin now. That's all I know. There's a cabin.
Where is it?
It's in Malibu on Route 9.
Make a right turn to the alley.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you sure this is where Albright's gonna be, right?
I guess so.
Don't be guessing, Joppy.
Look, he done this kind of thing out there before, so I guess so.
Hey, Easy. Man, what's done got into you? I thought y'all was supposed to be friends.
He killed Dupree's girlfriend, correct?
Hey, I ain't.
You lying?
Nah.
I ain't done nothing like that.
Hey, wait, no. Hey, let me go, Easy. Let me go.
Wait a minute. Oh!
Now, we need him, Mouse. The girl got $7,000.
Mouse breaks hard.
What?
The girl offered to pay me $7,000 for them pictures.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They travel down a quiet road out of town. They drive through the countryside, churning up dust behind them.
How much further is it?
We're coming up on it.
Easy glares at Joppy through the darkness, and as they turn down a dirt road, Mouse kills the lights and they slow to a stop.
Ramming there's some rope in the trunk, tie him up.
Yeah, all right.
Mouse goes round to the trunk while Joppy turns to Easy.
Now, man, come on. The girl is lying that she told you I killed that woman.
Who said she told me?
I mean.
Easy gets out of the car.
Easy, I'm just gonna log on to shoot him now, okay?
No, don't shoot him.
Easy makes his way through the bushes towards a cabin. The blinds are drawn, but orange light glows through them. Easy pauses to watch a shadow pass one of the windows. Then he moves stealthily nearer. His cheek and lip are badly swollen, but his gait has become steadier as he moves beneath one of the windows. He tries to look through to no avail, then ducks down. Stooping over, he moves round to another side of the house. Keeping low, he steps up to the back door.
Now, you're going to tell me where the pictures are, okay? I don't want to hurt you, but you are going to tell me. Where are the pictures?
Looking through between the blind and the door window, he sees Daphne. Sharif is toying with her hair.
Lying? Yeah, you a liar? What part of you is nigger? Your leg a nigger? Your arm a nigger? Maybe your face is a nigger.
He moves round the cabin to another window and watches as Albright pulls a poker from the fire and walks towards her.
No, please.
No.
I'm
gonna
no. 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 No.
Easy breaks the window and starts to fire through it. He hits Sharif in the neck, then sits back as the others open fire. Throwing a shot through the window, he runs round the house, then standing flat against the cabin with his gun raised, he catches his breath. He hears footsteps. He fires, causing more shots to fly through the nearest window at him. The footsteps were from Sharif, who falls heavily to the floor. Easy stands upright, gripping the pistol tightly.
Hey, Easy, is that you? Hey, Easy! Easy!
Easy takes the shot, then Albright's other heavy fires repeatedly out of the window as he walks towards it. Mouse has appeared in the doorway and he shoots the heavy in the head before turning fire on Albright, who falls through the window. Easy finds Albright sprawled on some decking outside, his arms flailing and a dark patch of blood on his shirt. His gun goes off and he gets to his feet, only to fall face first in the dirt. Easy follows him with his gun raised. Then he and Mouse stand over Albright as the last breath leaves him. Albright moves for one last time.
Gone, man. Gone.
Easy goes back to the cabin for Daphne, who's crouched in a doorway.
You all right?
Yeah.
Can you walk?
Yeah.
All right, come on, let's go.
She shivers violently as Easy puts his jacket around her. She looks shell-shocked as he leads her to the car. He opens the car door for her.
Where'd Joppy, Mouse?
Huh?
Where'd Joppy?
He right there.
Easy looks round to see Joppy lying on the side of the road with his back to them. Easy turns him over. He's dead.
What happened?
I ain't had no time to be tying him up, Easy.
What?
Look, you just said don't shoot him, right?
That's right.
Well, I didn't. I choked him.
What?
Well, how am I gonna help you out if I'm back here fooling around with him now? Easy, look, if you ain't want him killed, why'd you leave him with me?
Easy gets down on the ground.
Come on, we got to go, Easy. Easy, come on, let's go now.
Daphne breaks down and hangs her head. Easy fights with his emotions as he looks down at the dead bar owner. Back at his house, Daphne's on the phone when Mouse heads out with his case.
All right, sweetheart.
You think you're gonna have trouble with that dude, Frank? I can just run by and kill him and take that evening train to Houston.
Nah, Mouse.
Sure. All right, now. Yeah. All right.
Oh, look here.
Now, I'll cut you in for half, because I know you was too big a fool to take your share from that white girl yourself.
All right. Hey, man, look, if you need somebody to run them streets with you again, just give me a call, because you know how to put some money in the nigga's pocket.
Mouse's taxi pulls away and drives off into the night. Easy watches it go with tears in his eyes. Later, Easy's driving Daphne in his car.
What upset them the most was that I didn't tell them. And then Terrell threatened to go public about my mother. And that just added insult to injury. But when Todd sees the pictures, there'll be nothing to stand in the way of us getting married.
You sure about that?
Of course, Terrell doesn't want to go to jail.
I'm not talking about Terrell.
Todd and I are very much in love, and in the end, his family just wants him to be happy.
Daphne had gotten the money out of a locker at the YWCA. It was money she had gotten from Carter's family. $30,000 to leave town. She was still convinced, though, that her Negro blood didn't matter now that Terrell couldn't use it to keep the man she wanted to marry out of the Maz race. She was in love and couldn't see for dreaming. Any better than the rest of us, I guess. Because even though we had fought a war to keep the world free, the color line in America worked both ways, and even a rich white man like Todd Carter was afraid to cross it.
Don't walk away.
Daniel.
Don't.
Wait.
Daphne walks away from Carter, wiping her eyes.
Please. Please.
Easy's waiting by the car, and when Daphne gets in, he walks over to Carter. They've met outside a large observatory. The pavement is wet as Easy goes to him. Carter pulls out an envelope.
Here's the $800 that I owe you. And thank you for protecting her. You have some pictures.
Easy hands him the photographs. Carter looks at them, then meets Easy's gaze.
I'd put you back in the race. I'm gonna need you to do something for me, too.
I know. You'll have no trouble with the police. It's a promise.
Carter glances over at Daphne. Then they shake hands.
Thank you. Mr. Rollins. Just so you know, I do love her.
Easy gets in the car and drives off. Carter watches them go. Bedraggled and weary, Daphne fights to keep the defiance in her expression. Morning comes, and they pull up outside an apartment building. Daphne's staring out ahead of her.
You want me to walk inside?
Snatched from her thoughts, Daphne looks up at him and shakes her head a little. Without a word, she gets out of the car. As she climbs the metal stairs at the side of the building, she pauses momentarily and lowers her head.
I dropped her off at her brother's apartment, a fourplex on Denker Street. She had told me her story on the way home like a sinner who wanted to confess. Her name was Ruby Hanks from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I suppose all she really wanted was a place to fit in. A few days later, my conscience got the best of me, and I went by her place to bring back my half of her money. I was kind of excited about seeing her again. But when I got there, she and her brother had picked up and gone.
A newspaper headline reads, "Carter's back, a shoe-in for mayor." Odell is reading the paper on the porch while Easy waters the plants with a hose. Easy looks up as the detectives cruise by in their car. Easy holds the gaze of one of the cops as they slowly drive by.
Hey, Easy. Find a job yet?
I ain't studying no job, Odell.
You studying no job? How you gonna live?
I got a little money saved up. I'm investing in some real estate. Maybe going to business for myself.
What kind of business?
A little private investigating.
You get in trouble doing that?
Yeah, well, like a man told me once, step out your door in the morning, you're already in trouble. Just a matter of whether you mixed up at the top of that trouble or not, that's all.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
If you got a friend that you know does bad things, I mean real bad things, and you still keep him as a friend even though you know what he's like, you think that's wrong?
All you got is your friend.
Hey, what are you doing? You better get out of my yard. You get on that.
Hey! Get on away from that. You know that fool knocked down two of my trees? Get on away from that!
You better get on.
Easy runs after the woodcutter.
You all right?
Easy and Odell walk back across the road.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, man, get out the street.
Watch it.
Easy takes in his surroundings. Little girls play a skipping game across the road while parents queue up with their children to get their photo taken on a pony. Easy smiles to himself and turns to walk back to his house.
I thought about what Odell had said about friends, and it made sense to me. Odell goes to church every Sunday, so he would know. Later on, he challenged me to a game of dominoes. Now, what'd he go and do that for? We got to talking about Texas and fooled around and drunk almost a quart of whiskey. And I forgot all about Daphne Monet, DeWitt Albright, Carter, and them. And I sat with my friend on my porch at my house. And we laughed a long time.